when you worked on the powder liner, you said, did you notice a definite difference between like blacks and whites got treated, or how men and women were treated?
There were not very many blacks worked on in those jobs. And the men had different type jobs, paid different wages. And I think that was about the biggest difference, was the type jobs that they did.
Were you made to, like, whenever you, like, tried to go to the restroom or something, were you allowed to go to it, or did you have to go somewhere else and find another one to go to?
Those jobs, the men and women had separate restrooms, and they were available to you at all times.
How old were you whenever you got married?
I was 16.
What were some of the similarities between and differences between your life when you were married and your parents' life?
Well, my parents' daughters lived in the country and worked on the farm. And actually, primarily, we moved into town and started working in public works. We both got jobs and had decent jobs. My husband worked for the pipe for the government, on a government job. And it was building shells for the war. I worked in some of that, and I worked in the cotton mill part of that time. And I think our life was much easier. It was still a hard life, but I think it was a lot easier for us than it was for my parents, because they both died young. My dad was just 41 when he died, and my mother was just 27 when she died. So they had both worked hard and just ruined themselves out, struggling, trying to make a living for the family.
How did your pastime activities differ after you got married than from whenever you were a child?
After we moved into town, there was quite a difference, because we had an old car that we could go to town in. We went to the movies. We went to town, say, sometimes 2 and 3 times a week. It wasn't any trouble to get to town. It was a big difference, because you really had a pastime in your life. And it wasn't all just work. You went to work, and you worked 8 hours, and you left your job and went home. You didn't have to do all those chores when you got home, because we didn't have the cows and the all those kind of things to take care of. And it was a big difference. Then when we started having a family, we had 3 sons, and we'd carry them to town, carry them to the movies, and it was always a lot of fun to carry them to. By that time, there was places like the 5 and 10 cent store to carry them to, and of course they wanted everything in there. They didn't get everything there, but they got a lot of things. And their life was just a lot different compared to what mine had been whenever I was their age, because I didn't know what anything like that was at that time. And I think it was a lot different and a lot easier and better life for me.
What were some of the average costs for, like, of movies?
Well, my boys were Westerns. And we had 2 movie houses in town, and I'd give them $1 in the morning, and they'd go to one movie and see a Western movie at that one in the morning. Then they'd go to the restaurant somewhere and get them a hamburger for dinner, and they'd go back to the other movie that afternoon and see that movie in the afternoon. So they actually went to 2 movies and got a lunch for $1.
A dollar each or
a dollar each.
Oh.
And that was a good deal at that time. Now I don't think you can get a hamburger with that kind of price, let alone go to the movies. But they always enjoyed going to the movies. And they grew up and went to school. And I went to PTA meetings and some of the little parties they had, and tried to get involved with the children going to school.
Did the church life change any after you got married?
Very much.
Yeah.
I never went as often. I didn't have to. But it was very different after then.
Did the atmosphere, you know, of the churches in town seem different than the ones in the country?
Oh yes, they're very much different. You've got the little groups in town in the churches. If you don't belong to that little social group, well, you just might as well stay at home. And to me, it's just a lot of difference. The church life in the country was much more relaxed, and everybody lived about the same kind of life. And now you don't know who you're going to church with.
Compare Christmases now to Christmases as you were growing up. What are some ways that they differ?
Well, now it's a big deal. I'm always there when Christmas comes because I like the family to come home for Christmas. I like to be with my family. And I can never buy enough to suit me for everybody. I mean, everybody have everything, and I can't buy everything. I think it's just a world of difference, and it makes life a lot better now. When I was growing up, Christmas was Christmas, and most of the time our presents consisted of an apple and an orange and a stick of candy. And maybe you got one toy, but it wasn't guaranteed that you get a toy at some time for Christmas. You might not. I remember one Christmas I got a great big pretty doll. And I was so proud of that doll and I can't remember if my other children in the family getting anything that really stands out in my mind. But that stick of candy and that apple and orange was always a novelty because we didn't have those every day of the year like you do now. And I think it's just a world of difference being in there.
Was Christmas more of a religious holiday then than it is now? Is God right into it more?
I don't think so, not in our household. And there might have been other households that did, but family life had to go on just like it did every day of the year. And I don't really think that Christianity was brought into it, not near as much as we really should have brought it into it, and not as much as it is now, really. Because it seems to be commercialized a whole lot now, but it really is a lot of things done that are spiritual things that we didn't ever think about. We never had anything like a cantata and all that kind of thing that they have now in churches, because it was just a regular church service. And I think it's a great big difference now.
What about Thanksgiving? How did you celebrate Thanksgiving?
Well, we always tried to stay at home in our own home for Christmas, but Thanksgiving we always tried to go to my grandparents. I only had one set of grandparents living at the time. They had passed away earlier. And I never knew my mother's mother or her dad, or my dad's mother or dad. So, we just had just one set of grandparents to go to. And we go there and we always have a ham. We always have hams because we raised those. It was no trouble, but I didn't really know you were supposed to have turkeys at Thanksgiving. But we always had ham and a lot of things that vegetables like we have now at Thanksgiving dinner, and we just tried to spend it together. My mother was an only child, so there wasn't a big family. My dad had one sister, so there wasn't no big extended family. We didn't have a lot of aunts and uncles and a house full of people. It was just mostly us and them, and that was all. So we didn't have a lot of big gatherings on Thanksgiving and Christmas like we try to now. I guess that's one of the reasons I'm so selfish with my family now, because I just never had to share with anybody else.
What about Easter? Was that a big religious holiday like it is now?
Yes, it was a holiday then, because we always had the Easter story at church and some kind of a something that brought it to the children, whether they read the story or not, the children understood that it was a religious holiday. And I think it was more than much than it is now. For the amount of people there are, there's a lot more people now to celebrate things like that than there were then.
Did you have the Easter tradition of hiding Easter eggs?
Yes, we did that too. We did that too, and we dyed our eggs with grass and weeds. And people knew then what weeds would make a dye, and we dyed our eggs with that. We didn't have a store-bought egg dye then, and we really didn't know what a candy Easter egg was. We just had chicken eggs. We had real Easter eggs, but we did have a egg hunt, and the bunny never came around though. It was always the parents hid the eggs.
What colored eyes were you able to get? Were they different colors? Or
most of them turned out green or yellow one, which wasn't too bad considering they never saw an egg that color on it either.
What about birthdays? Were they treated different then than they are now?
We never celebrated birthdays, I don't think, in our family.
Never?
Never. Because there's so many in the family, you're always having a birthday if you celebrate everybody's birthday. And there's no money to buy gifts with, so you didn't buy gifts for anybody. And I think it was just another day. Maybe we got a cake cooked, but there's no celebration.
In your church life, did y'all go to Sunday school? I mean, did you have that?
Yes, we had Sunday school.
What about, like, they have nowadays, like, Vacation Bible School? Did y'all have that during Sunday school?
No, there was nothing like that.
It was just
regular church services. There was really no time for that because everybody was working in the fields, and if the time they're having them now, it's after school is out in the summer. So that was a busy time because we was always canning vegetables and gathering the vegetables and canning them and getting them put away for the winter time. And you always had something to do. There was a lot of work to do in the summer, just like there was. And when you were growing the vegetables, they had to be harvested. They had to be cultivated. Then after they started maturing, they had to be harvested and taken care of. You were picking dry peas and canning beans and canning corn and canning just everything that you could put in a jar. You tried to can it to preserve it for the winter time. And there was no Bible schools.
Whenever you said earlier that you went to town maybe twice a year, Did you walk to town or did you ride?
We went in the wagon. We went in the wagon most of the time.
What was that like, a ride on the wagon?
A long, hot day. It was a long ways to town. We always lived about, I guess most of the time, about 12 miles from town, 12 mm-hmm. and 15 miles from town. That was a long trip mm-hmm. in a wagon because it's a long time to get there and a long time to get back. But we didn't spend much time in town. Most of it spent on the road.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about the best meal I ever had was going to town and having a bucket of water to get a drink of water when you start back, and so you could drink some water mm-hmm. and getting a loaf of bread and a jar of mayonnaise and eating loaf of bread and mayonnaise all the way home.
Were the rides rough on the wagon? I mean, were the roads real bumpy?
Yes, they were. They were not all paved roads like we have now. There were some, but they were not all that kind. Mm-hmm. They were very narrow. And if you met anybody, you always had to stop and talk and pass the time of day with people because everybody in the community knowed everybody else. And you had to find out what was going on with the rest of the families mm-hmm. if you met anybody. And that was the way we went to church most of the time, was in the wagon.
Was it a covered wagon or just...
No, it was not a covered wagon. That was after covered wagons. They were just open wagons. Mm-hmm. If you were real lucky, you had an umbrella down on you on a sunny day.